This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump moved to cut direct aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras on Saturday. The State Department notified Congress it would look to suspend payments to the three nations, which have been home to some of the migrant caravans that have moved through Mexico to the U.S. border. On Friday, President Trump threatened to close the U.S.-Mexico border in the coming days.
When you close the border, also you will stop a lot of the drugs from coming in, because we take in tremendous drugs from Mexico, as you know, as well as I do. So you close up the border and you watch the drugs go way down, too. But I will close the border if Mexico doesn't get with it, if Mexico doesn't stop it.
A Trump administration official says border officials are aiming to more than quadruple the number of asylum seekers sent back over the southern border each day to address the swelling number of Central Americans arriving in the country. Venezuelans held competing protests on Saturday. Some declared their support for President Nicolas Maduro, who is aided by Russia and China. Others supported self-declared interim president Juan Guaido, who's backed by the U.S. and some 50 other nations. This comes one day after the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies announced it has obtained permission to distribute humanitarian aid and will start within 20 days. In Afghanistan, a mortar attack on a school in the volatile southeastern Ghazni province killed at least four students and wounded more than a dozen others, including two teachers. The assault comes on the heels of the Taliban capturing a strategically important northeastern district where a dozen Afghan police and security personnel died. This is VOA News.